best present I ever got was my Xbox.
That is definitely Christ dying for our salvation.
Yeah, Martha is the best gift I've ever got. She brought joy in my life.
The best Christmas present I ever got was my laser tag set.
My favorite Christmas present was when I was 8 years old, my parents got me a bike.
Probably my camera that I got last year for Christmas.
When everybody spends the night at my house on Christmas Eve, and we all sleep, eat, open presents, wake up the next morning, and Santa comes. It's the best Christmas ever.
We are in a series where we're taking a look at the gifts that God gives us, the gifts that we get to give each other, and the gifts that God gives us in the Christmas season and Advent. And it's been a special Advent so far. Yesterday, we had hundreds of kids and families from the community here running around doing scavenger hunts, and it was just incredible. We had live nativity with all the animals and everything outside, and so many of you were here in your green volunteer shirts serving the community. It was an incredible day. And this morning, we are so blessed by you all, young ladies. Thank you so much for being here and for blessing us. And just incredible. You have a gift. You're gifted, and you've used that gift to bless us and to lead us in worship. And so thank you for being willing to use your gifts today. We're going to open the scripture together. We're going to talk about the gift that God gives us of joy. And as we do that, would you pray with me? Father, we give you thanks. Thanks that you would give us your word, that you would speak to us, and that God, it would be accessible for this group of people right here, for us. It's like you knew we would be sitting here, and you've given us your word to speak directly to us. And so today, as we come around your scripture, help it to make sense to us. Help us to get it. And then help us to not just understand it, but to actually live it out. That's what we want to do, God. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. Well, it's a season of joy, and we see the word joy everywhere around Christmas time. We're kind of looking for joy. We sing songs about joy. There's all kinds of joy at the Christmas season. For some of you, there's great joy in giving gifts. You have a gift that you want to give. You just can't wait to give it. It gives you great joy. For others of you, it's getting a gift. You can't wait to get that certain gift, and there's a whole joy that comes along with the giving of gifts, and in my family it's wrapping them up and sort of teasing what it's going to be but not quite telling and guessing together, and there's tons of joy around that. Some of you are great gift givers. You excel at it. Others of you are like me, not so good. You're a little bit grumpy about giving gifts. It's something you have to do and get off the list, and you get a little bit worried about it. And but all of us, we have this sense that there should be joy around Christmas, and we find ourselves looking for it. We're kind of on the lookout for joy, and there's a reason, you know. It's sort of wired in us. We're people that long for joy. Now, we get that sometimes that can be a fleeting thing, and when we find joy in a gift or something around Christmas, we get that's not a lasting joy. But there's this little hint of the joy that we so long for. There's this little hint when we open a gift or when we give a great gift, and that moment of wonder and joy. There's this little hint of something deeper and something more. It goes away by Christmas afternoon when we're all over sugared and tired out and tuckered out and and all that. But there's this hint that there's something more, that there is a great joy. This year was the first year that I've had one of our family off away and coming back for the holidays. So I've got a kid off at college. You've heard me tell stories about, and just even at Thanksgiving, he was coming back for Thanksgiving. And that was sort of an unexpected joy for us. We hadn't realized not just how nice it was to have him away. That's been good. But I'm kidding. Okay. But to have somebody away and to be coming back. We're kind of prepping for him to come back. And I go to the airport to pick him up, and he's coming off the airplane, and I notice he does not have a suitcase or a backpack or anything with him at all. And I see him, and he comes up, and I said, "Son, like, you didn't pack for the trip? We're in the middle of a crowded airport." And he looks at me indignantly. "I did pack." And he pulls a pair of underwear out of his back pocket. And he, in the middle of the airport, just holds up the underwear. And he says, "And they're even clean. And I've got three things I have to be at, and I'm wearing three shirts right now. So I am completely packed. My phone charger's here in my pocket." You know, I mean, that was it. And but what great joy. We laughed, and, you know, it's just great to be with him and see him. And that kid kills me sometimes. I'm looking for joy, and what a joy that reunion, that time of being together in relationships. Boy, there is great joy in that. You know, as a church, one of the phrases that we've always had, you know, as a church is that we would be a church that's causing God great joy. And that we would be people that cause God great joy. That's sort of a little tagline that we've used throughout the years as a church. And sort of an interesting way to say it, you know. I mean, I think about, you know, longing for joy and the joy that, you know, we're looking for, and even joy in serving God. But it's unusual to think about God having joy in us. But that's actually a biblical perspective on joy. The joy is something that God has in us, that he actually created us for relationship with us. When God created us, he created us for his pleasure, for joy, to enjoy a relationship with us. And one of God's great pleasures in, you know, of all creation is us. You bring God joy. And one of the most difficult parts of Scripture to read is God's, you know, I don't want to say, I don't know if displeasure is the right word, but it may be longing. It's when there was brokenness in the relationship, in our relationship with God. And there's this kind of longing that's presented through Scripture of God longing to restore that relationship. So that when we come to this time of Advent, when we're reading the Christmas story and we're rehearsing that story over and over again, it's a story about this God who has great joy and who has this gift that he can't wait to give to us. It's like he's just waiting to give this gift of his son so that relationship can be restored. Some of you wrap a gift up and you just can't wait to give it. You almost give it away with every, you know, every mention, every conversation. It's sort of bubbling out of you, the joy of giving that gift. And the picture throughout Scripture is of a God who takes great pleasure in you. And who longs to give you this gift of a repaired relationship, that he would send his son. So the story of joy goes right to the beginning. If you go to Luke, not chapter 2, that's what we read most often in the Christmas story, and we'll read some of that today. But if you go back to Luke chapter 1, at the first part of it, Mary, she finds out she's pregnant with Jesus. That's this incredible story of Mary finding out she's pregnant. But she has a relative, Elizabeth, who is pregnant with John the Baptist. And Mary goes to visit Elizabeth. And when she goes, she comes into Elizabeth's presence. And Elizabeth says that the baby inside of her jumped. And she knew that Mary was pregnant with the Savior that was coming into the world. And as Elizabeth is explaining it, she says, "The baby jumped inside me for joy." That's the word that's used. Joy is all through this story. There's joy with the angels as they proclaim it. There's joy as the shepherds hear the news. And there's joy when they show up to meet this baby. There's joy all the way through the story because there's this God who takes pleasure in you and who longs to be in relationship with you. This God whose character, very character, is a God of joy. Sometimes that's not the picture that I have of God. You know, I think about, all, you know, God taking care of the world and all the kind of worry of that and all the things that must be on God's mind to be able to take care of, and I think he must be very serious. And there are other times that we have kind of this image of God, and I know we don't mean to, but there's this image that sort of creeps up that God's watching out for us to blow it, to do wrong, you know, like Santa and the elves. They're just watching for you to blow it, right? And there's this image of that. There's this God who's watching out for you not to make a mistake. But actually, the biblical picture is this God who's full of joy and who longs to share it with you, to give you this gift. Let's look at Luke chapter 2. If you got your Bible with you, I want you to pull that out. You can follow along on the screens. And this is the story, the Christmas story. I encourage you to read it over and over this season. This is Luke chapter 2, starting in verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." He shows up to this angel. He shows up to these shepherds. The angels show up to these shepherds. We've talked about it many times. And the shepherds, they did not have it all together, and their lives weren't really easy. And then these angels show up, and the scripture says they were terrified. Somebody was reminding me in the first service, the old King James says they were sore afraid, right? They were sore afraid. Actually, the word that's used there for the fear is the most extreme fear word that they have in the Greek. And so they were very, very afraid. And this people in this place of great fear. Now, I don't know all the fears that were on their mind. I don't know all the worries that they had. I know it had to be heavy. I know there were a lot of pressures at the time and the place that they were living, similar to pressures that we live with, similar to fears that kind of swirl around our heads. Here are these shepherds, and they are in fear and in this place of fear. And all of a sudden, when the angels show up, they bring joy. What seemed to be fear was turned to joy. Why? Because a Savior was coming into the world. Why? Because they could have relationship with a God who created the world, to have a relationship with them, to come to them and know them, to bring them a joy that was bigger even than their circumstances, a joy that was deeper than the little things that they're going to face day to day, a joy that went beyond the place that they found themselves and the sorrows that they had, and that a joy that was deep and real and true, which was found in this relationship with God. That was what was being presented to these shepherds. It went from fear to joy. That's the gift that God offers you and he offers me. This relationship with a God is a place where joy is actually found. Would you pray with me? God, I so need a Savior. And when I think about it even for a second, I realize that I often find myself in a place of fear. In a place of anxiety and not knowing so much around the world around me and even the next steps for my life, for God, I find fear all around. But I have this deep longing for joy. Would you give us joy in this season? God, may we open our hearts and our lives to you. That we would come close. And in the midst of that, God, would you give us this joy that goes deeper than all the brokenness around us. A hope that you would save us, that you'll save me. God, we pray this in your holy name. Amen.